We count down the top moments of the week here on The Thing. The week that was. And as we talk about things like food and odd food habits, Monica is not currently engaged in what I would call an odd food habit, Antoine. I'd call it a dumb food habit. Dumb, useless food. Unnecessary food habit is what it is, because Monica is doing the vegan detox.
Ugh. This sounds disgusting.
You know, those two words, they just, when you put them together, they're very unpleasant, like groin fire.
Yeah.
Very unpleasant, that feeling. Vegan detox, same thing.
I had the vegan detox, and so I haven't had red meat since. I'm like, I'm going to stick with it, just because.
Did that vegan detox, like, did it suck your soul out of your body? Like, how did that work? Like, when did you lose your soul? Like, was it then?
I
feel good.
Right away.
I feel good after.
You know, man, I struggle with that all the time. Because you want it. You want the best for people,
right?
You wish the best for people. So you want things to work out.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is about human nature and at your core. But it's, you know, you can see somebody on Facebook and they say, I decided the day that coronavirus started that I would not have any more drinks. And I have not had a drink since then. And my life is great. And everything's great. And I'm sleeping better. And all I can think to myself is, I hate this person. I hate him. Go back to the way you were.
Yeah.
We like the broken you.
Yeah.
I don't like when people fix themselves.
Stop trying to be better today than you were yesterday.
Right. When people are broken, it's charming when they're broken. Flaws are charming. People who are perfect, just annoying. Oh, my God. Vegan detox.
Well, I want to try something, yeah.
Good for you.
Just for a little while.
I want you to just, you know, go outside and, I don't know, lick a tire on a car. I want to try something. Hey, why not?
Just try it out.
Earth's nutrients.
Yeah, why not? I just wanted to try something to see if I could. Vegan detox, I tell you what. Top moments of the week, we count them down. Number two, I almost died. You know, we talked about when food nearly killed you.
Uh-huh.
I was almost taken down. Again, when you there are two words and they don't belong together.
Okay.
Like vegan detox.
Exactly.
Definitely one. Another one that doesn't belong together. Celery milk. Celery milk should never go together. I almost died from celery milk one time. Junior high school. I still remember the day. For whatever reason, I liked to save the majority of my milk for the very end.
All right.
I had to eat my meal, and then it was just a nice big chug-a-lug of liquid to just wash it all down.
All right, I understand that.
So that's what I was doing at the time, and I had not realized that one of my friends that was sitting next to me thought it would be funny to put a tiny little piece of celery in my milk. Just a little, bloop, he just dropped it in there.
A little sliver.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you right now, when you're expecting just a flow of liquid, and you get a solid in there, I don't spit that milk out everywhere. I imagine the vegan detox drink tasted very similar to celery milk.
I imagine that's like part of the vegan detox.
It's celery milk.
Celery milk.
Some celery milk.
That's one of the beverages.
It helps you lose weight because you barf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe I should have just been killed by that celery milk back in the day. And then that way, I wouldn't have had to have gotten to the lowest point of my life and my career. And even as Antoine hammered it home, he said, no one had a lower moment than you, you loser. Hope you enjoyed your time hosting Musical Toilets. I got to host Musical Toilets.
Whoa.
Yep.
Wow.
They brought a bunch of toilets out. And some kids did musical chairs, but with toilets. And they played against Muggsy. And I had to MC Musical Toilets.
That's comparable to being like a birthday clown.
Yeah, and I thought to myself at the time, this is my life. Here, pause. Did you hear Monica's goofy laugh to me? Okay, you were you chortled. You chortled at me.
I chortled.
Listen,
yep.
I've gone back. Now we'll continue. Here's Monica's chortle.
Clown.
Yeah, and I thought to myself at the time,
what is that?
How dare you? You mock me like that. All right, one more time. Oh, no, she's just a little
clown.
Yeah, and I thought to myself at the time, this is my life. Here
exactly.
I'm hosting Musical Toilets. This is my career.
You shouldn't have went first, Zach, because there's there's no top in Musical Toilets. Like there's nothing I'm going to say or I think Monica can say that's going to make you feel better.
Hmm. You know what I'm going to do at the very least to make myself feel better?
What's that?
I can't isolate Monica's...
Actually, short-circuited.
No, but I am... I'm going to isolate Antoine saying something about there's nothing better than musical toilets. Was that still in there? Let me see if I can find it.
Because there's no...
Jeez!
There's no top in musical toilets. Like
there's no... Well, see, I'm whining over that.
Yeah,
oh, God, I ruined everything.